Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open mixed today thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and short covering. The hog contract should also begin with uneven price action this morning as the traders position ahead of the quarterly inventory. Now, the cash cattle market will probably stay very quiet today with both the buyers and sellers still sitting on their hands until probably the last part of the week. And all eyes will be on the board as eager to discover whether Monday's crash was just a one-day reaction to the cattle feed report or something much more serious. Now, the hog buyers seem likely to resume procurement chores today with opening bids of about a dollar or so. The hog futures are also set to open mixed as specs and commercials cautiously position ahead of the hogs and pigs report, which comes out on Thursday. And a further unwinding of bear spread should mean nearby issues gain on deferred counterpoints. On the grains, wheat prices saw modest gains for winter wheat and significant gains for spring wheat yesterday. December prices for Chicago's soft red winter rose 4.5 cents, closing at $4.54. The December prices for Kansas City hard red winter were up 3.25 cents to close at $4.53.5. December futures in Minneapolis spring wheat jumped 2.2% or 14 points, closing at $6.47.75. That's ahead of Monday's USDA crop progress report. A group of nine analysts estimate that 25% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has now been planted. Corn prices started the day yesterday down but fought back just barely above the waterline. December 2017 prices picked up about a quarter penny, closing at $3.53.75. And March 2018 prices added about a half penny, closing at $3.66.5. Soybean prices lost most of last Friday's strong gains as harvest pressure continues to weigh heavily on what's expected to be a large U.S. crop, perhaps even the second largest on record. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
One neighbor, the next regular Sphere Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, October live cattle down 235 at 109.22. December was down $3, 114.42. October feeder cattle down 450 at 151.60. And November was down 450 at 153.12. October hogs up 62 cents at 56.32. December up 80 cents at 57.42. December Kansas City wheat up 3.75 quarters at 454, and March was up 4 cents at 472. Chicago wheat December up 4.5 at 454. March up 4.25 at 473.75. December corn's up a quarter penny at 353.75. March up a half penny at 366.5. November soy is down 13 cents, 971.25, and the January's down 12.75 at 981.75. October cotton up 43 at 70.52. December down 42 at 69.04. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.